Bert and Ted's Pinot Adventure. This is the story of William Selyem Winery in the Russian River Valley, Sonoma, California. Written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. Few wineries have had a deeper influence on the trajectory of American Pinot Noir than William Selyem. Founded at a time when California Pinot was still widely viewed as a curiosity, and often a compromised one, the winery not only proved that the grape could thrive in Sonoma's Russian River Valley, but also helped establish a new template for site-specific winemaking and direct-to-consumer engagement that reshaped the premium wine market in the United States. William Selyem was founded in 1979 as a Pinot adventure shared by two home winemakers, Bert Williams and Ed Selyem. Working out of a garage in Fulton, California, the pair released their first commercial wines in 1981. At the time, skepticism about Pinot Noir's future in California was widespread. Burgundy remained the unquestioned benchmark, Oregon was still emerging, and Sonoma's reputation was far from assured. That perception changed decisively in 1987, when the 1985 William Selyem Roccioli Vineyard Pinot Noir won the sweepstakes at the California State Fair, outperforming thousands of competitors. The victory was more than a trophy. It was a public validation of Russian River Valley Pinot Noir as a world-class category. Largely, no one knew of the winery or the region until the 1985 William Selyem Roccioli won the sweepstakes, says Vice President and Director of Winemaking, Jeff Mangahaz. That moment put both William Selyem and the Russian River Valley on the map. Success arrived quickly, and with it, challenges. Limited production collided with sudden national demand, forcing the winery to make choices that would prove unexpectedly influential. Rather than scale rapidly or chase wholesale distribution, Williams and Selyem developed an allocation-based mailing list system, selling wines directly to consumers. Due to limited supply and sudden demand for the wines, the concept of the allocation system and the mailing list was conceived, Mangahaz explains. This DTC model is still how we sell the wine today. At a time when few wineries operated this way, Williams Selyem helped normalize the idea that scarcity, transparency, and direct relationships with customers could form the backbone of a premium wine business. The model has since been widely adopted across California's high-end wine sector. Equally distinctive was the winery's approach to fermentation. Drawing from the dairy industry, Williams and Selyem repurposed small, horizontal, open-top, stainless steel milk tanks from the 1940s and 1950s, vessels that remain central to the winery's identity. These dairy tanks are beautifully crafted, double-walled stainless steel tanks, says Mangahaz. The craftsmanship and quality are unsurpassed due to the higher standards needed for the dairy industry. Their horizontal orientation increases the ratio of grape skins to juice during fermentation, enabling gentler, more controlled extraction, particularly important for Pinot Noir. Combined with foot treading and hand punch downs, the system emphasizes texture, finesse, and aromatic clarity. The result of the wines made in this way worked very well with Pinot Noir and Zinfandel, Mangahaz notes. It created wines with beautiful and elegant texture. This technique is how we still make the wine today. By the late 1990s, William Selyem's reputation had grown beyond what its founders originally envisioned. Long waiting lists, cult status, and increasing operational demands prompted a transition. In 1998, Bert Williams and Ed Selyem sold the winery to John and Kathy Dyson, experienced vintners with an existing portfolio in New York and Tuscany. Under the Dyson stewardship, William Selyem entered a period of expansion. Rather than abandoning its small lot philosophy, the winery invested in estate vineyards, securing long-term control over key sites. Properties such as Drake and Lytton Estates became cornerstones of the portfolio, shifting the winery toward a hybrid model that balanced estate fruit with long-standing grower relationships. A major physical and symbolic milestone arrived in 2010 with the opening of a new winery and hospitality center on Westside Road in the Russian River Valley. Designed to support modern production while preserving intimacy, the facility became the focal point of the William Selyem experience. Continuity, rather than reinvention, has defined William Selyem's approach to leadership changes. Longtime winemaker Bob Cabral, who helped guide the winery for nearly two decades, passed the torch to Jeff Mangahaz in the 2000s. Mangahaz officially assumed full responsibility for winemaking and viticulture with the 2014 vintage. Mangahaz's path to William Selyem was unconventional. Trained initially as a molecular biologist, he began his career in cancer research before wine gradually took hold. "My background is in molecular biology," he says. "I started out as a cancer research biologist. Wine became more than a hobby through travel, tasting, and exposure to global wine cultures, particularly during time spent on the East Coast and in France. A pivotal moment came while studying at UC Davis. It was a tasting while at Davis that I happened on a bottle of 1996 William Selyem Allen Vineyard Pinot Noir that utterly amazed and astounded me," Mangahaz recalls. "It was at that moment that I dedicated my career and time to Pinot Noir." After formative experiences at Dutton Goldfield and Hartford Family Winery, Mangahaz joined William Selyem in 2011, working alongside Cabral before assuming full leadership. Today, William Selyem owns four estate vineyards in the Russian River Valley: Drake, William Selyem Estate, Lewis McGregor, and Cytone, totaling roughly 130 acres of vines. Beyond estate holdings, the winery sources fruit from more than 30 growers and produces over 50 distinct bottlings, spanning Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Zinfandel, and small amounts of Cabernet Sauvignon. Despite increased scale, approximately 30,000 cases annually, the winery's approach remains resolutely small lot and hands-on. The same dairy tanks introduced decades ago are still used for all red wines, underscoring a rare commitment to continuity in an era of constant technological change. "Pinot Noir is known to require gentle extraction to get the best results," Mangahaz says. "This technique enables that outcome." In 2024, William Selyem entered its latest chapter when the Faveley family of Burgundy acquired a majority stake, following several years of minority investment and collaboration. Domaine Faveley, founded in 1825, brings deep Burgundian heritage, but has taken a notably light touch. "The leadership at William Selyem remains the same with no changes," Mangahaz emphasizes. "There is a mutual respect for what each has accomplished." The exchange has been genuinely reciprocal. Intrigued by William Selyem's dairy tank fermentations, the Faveley family even experimented with similar vessels in Burgundy, an inversion of the traditional Old World, New World influence. "They were thrilled with the results," Mangahaz notes. More than four decades after its founding, William Selyem stands as both a historical reference point and a living institution. Its influence extends well beyond its own wines, into how Pinot Noir is farmed, fermented, marketed, and understood in California.